Christy a minute to turn it on. Call our meeting to order and welcome our auditor, Andy Armjay.
Good morning.
Morning. Okay. You got us an entrance, do you?
Yep. As you know, we started our audit of the county's financial statements yesterday, and we'll be here for the next 2 weeks. Every year, I have an entrance meeting with the commission to explain what we're here to audit and to ask you about our recommendations that we made from last year and what the status of those are, and to find out if the commission has any concerns, anything that they want us to look at specifically while auditing the financial statements. Like I said, we're here to audit the financial statements. We're not here to do a compliance audit. I've already heard some talk about a state audit. If you have a state audit, that's what they'll be doing, a compliance audit. They will not be auditing your financial statements. That's what we're here to do. However, if during our audit of the financial statements, we do note non-compliance with any laws, regulations, contracts, or grants, we will bring that to the commission's attention. We are also not here to audit the internal controls of the county. However, we do look at controls when we go to design our audit tests of the financial statements, and if we do note significant deficiencies in your internal controls, we will bring that to the attention of the commission. Last year, we had a recommendation on procedures at the animal control and wanted to know what the status of that was. We had a recommendation about giving out receipts and not making disbursements out at animal control, and wanted to find out what the status of that was.
May I answer that?
You certainly may.
We took it one step further beyond the audit, and we got rid of the department.
Well, that settles that then. Well, good.
Tata County Health Department actually is, we've subcontracted with them or contracted with them for them to facilitate animal control where we were. So they're using our facility, but their personnel, their process.
Okay, good, good. We had a recommendation on signatures on checks. All county funds are at least two signatures. However, there you have other offices, departments outside that handle, such as collector. Well, collector has two signatures. I didn't mean to imply that she doesn't, but you have court funds and other various
sheriff,
agency accounts.
Prosecutor, right. Recorder all have special funds.
Exactly. And some of those funds are only have one signature on the checks. Do you know if there's been any change in that process?
How do we... I thought that had all been taken care of. How do we find out who... do we need to wait and go into...
Well, do we have the authority to do so?
I mean, basically what you need to do is just ask the recorder, the prosecutor, and all those people that have those special funds, have they implemented a system whereby it takes two signatures for them to write out any checks or approve any expenditures? And then you can find out. But you cannot tell them to do it because you don't have control over the prosecutor, the recorder, and those funds. But you, what he's saying is you need to do everything you can to influence them to implement good accounting practices concerning those accounts.
Exactly.
We can simply ask Rick, our auditor, to see if that's been
right.
Done.
Rick, right. Rick is supposed to be monitoring all those accounts as part of his office's responsibility, so he should know. And we will be asking Rick if there's been any change, but I just also wanted to ask the commission if you are aware of any change.
I'm not aware of any changes. No. I'm not. I know the accounts that we have direct control over, we've implemented those changes, but I don't know about the other.
And Andy, we have people that listen in now from all over the county offices, and we've had you the last 2 years come forward and request exactly what you're requesting now in an open meeting where they have... it's been available to them to hear that they need to do that if they're not proceeding. So I ask you, we can ask, but if it's not done, is it available to for us to say to the public, look, we've approached this elected official or department head and it's not done? Department heads... under our control, sure, we have the ability to do something about it, But and the other elected officials, I mean, I don't know, is that, does it show how many's listening in now?
It does. We probably don't have a whole lot yet. None yet.
None yet. But we have had as many as 40 people listening in.
Well, and we'll have a lot of people listen afterwards. A lot of people do download this and listen to it. So
you have the power to influence through the budgetary process, though, and it might not be a bad idea to suggest, and if they don't want to, that's fine, but to suggest that the auditor sign off on it, too, or somebody like the auditor to sign off on their...
And I don't know of any elected official that wouldn't. It's just a matter of us...
Asking
and being persistent about asking. So we just need to do that. So, and we haven't. I haven't.
All right.
So,
okay. We also had a recommendation about new accounts, new bank accounts, that all new bank accounts, whether it's involving direct county funds or agency accounts within the county, that anytime a new account is opened up, that there has to be an approval process. So that the auditor is aware of it, so that the auditor can perform their functions, and so that the commission can determine what's going to be going into those accounts to make sure they're not county funds. So it's important to have procedures in place for opening new accounts, and we made a recommendation on that last year. Has there been any progress made on that?
I believe there is. I believe that Helen and both Rick have to be in agreement, or I believe there's been some process or some movement. I don't know the official. I do know that we have found out some other accounts since that didn't have those controls that we didn't know had some accounts with some money in it that were not directly. And you're probably asking what account. The IDA, Industrial Development Authority, had a separate checking account. That they had collected funds that were...
The IDA is not the county, however.
Did they have an account opened up in your tax ID number?
Is it under our tax ID
number? I don't know that for sure.
But we corrected that, though. That procedure, even if it wasn't,
I don't know.
We made them accountable.
But I haven't followed up to make sure that they transferred the funds.
That was announced by whoever came...
Was it Tim?
Tim Connell said that they had transferred, and it was a less amount than what I had thought was originally there in one, but there was actually two accounts.
I don't know the answer to that, Andy. If it was county, how they opened the account, we found money. I guess if it was their money, then why would they turn it back to us?
What was that?
If they had money.
They wouldn't turn it back to you unless they felt like you were supplementing and paying for other of their operations and felt like they needed to give it to you. But for years, the Industrial Development Authority had their own account. They are appointed by the county commission. However, they are a separate entity and a separate board. They issue bonds and other things for entities, and they can collect fees on those. And it has absolutely nothing to do with the county commission. The only thing you have to do with them is that you appoint members of that board. However,
I would just make sure, Andy, in your audit process, that they do not open, they didn't use the county's tax ID to open an account. I guess that's the only thing I would throw out.
Okay.
Would we not want Andy to spend just a little time and review the process of the IDA, touch base with
Tim Connell?
Tim Connell, the chairman. We also still have Cy Murray is on the IDA board yet. He was chairman for some years. So we got a little history there that we can look at as far as how they've done things. But, yeah, I think we sure want to
just check into the process.
That was how that's being done.
Right. That came up a couple of months ago.
Okay. We can do that. We also had a recommendation about the payroll AP function. Ideally, the payroll and AP function would not be in the auditor's office. The auditor actually would be the person that would oversee and perform internal audit functions of that process instead of the office that performs that process.
I think the official answer was recommendation noted, I think, is what they said.
Duly noted.
Okay. And I know that's a tough thing to implement because the people that that know how to perform those functions work in the auditor's office. Has the county been monitoring its sales taxes? and based on the monitoring of those sales taxes, looked at whether or not budget cuts need to be made because of those sales taxes during this past year.
Yes. We look at them monthly, and we don't necessarily meet and discuss them monthly, but we certainly considered what they were when we were doing our budget late last year.
Okay, and you're getting all the information you need to make those decisions from the auditor and the treasurer about that?
We actually made cuts this for 2010 year because of budget balancing issues.
Okay. Treasurer sends us the report monthly as soon as she gets them.
And then anytime I've requested up-to-date information, Rick will email it to all three of us, spreadsheets of where we stand month-to-date with expenditures for each line item for each department. For all cost centers.
Okay.
So that information is flowing when requested.
The reason I ask that is that there's a lot of governments out there that are hurting because of the drop in their sales taxes. Unfortunately, there are some governments out there who did not make budget cuts timely and have completely run themselves out of reserves. So I want to make sure that the county is monitoring that and making the cuts necessary to avoid running down its reserves.
This fall will be a tough budget if things don't turn around. There's some departments that will have to be shaved because of. I mean, we're in the road and bridge. We after scrutiny of the budget, we're about $2.2 million negative deficit spending on their annual budget. So we made cuts to balance it within a couple hundred thousand budget to balance the road and bridge. GCR right now is a negative cash flow of about $1.6 million for this fiscal year. So either our sales tax are not down $1.6 million. Our sales tax are only down about $600,000. Okay. So we'll have to make some tough decisions this fall for the 2011 budget cycle to balance, to truly budget the budget.
Right.
To balance the budget.
Okay.
And as you may know, there's a bill currently being considered in the legislature to allow for decreases mid-year. Currently, only increases are allowed if you get more money mid-year for a county. So there's nothing that could be done mid-year.
Right.
You have to wait until the next budget year unless this legislation passes.
Lincoln County realized this last year that revenues were way down. They had no reserves, so they reopened the budget, made budget cuts, and a significant cut was in the sheriff's department. The sheriff went to court to say there is no statute or any law that says you can decrease it. All you can do is increase, and they actually won the case. So now there's legislation being introduced that...
Sponsored by Griesheimer.
Yeah, that basically says increases or decreases can go mid-year based off sales tax revenues.
Well, I kind of see a conflict that could occur because under statute you can't approve an expenditure unless there is the funds available to pay it. And so if you've budgeted, but yet you've run out of money.
True.
You know,
what's happening in other counties now because of this legislation is we have some, not our county, thank goodness, but other elected officials now are in other counties are quickly spending their allocated money before the budget cuts, before they reopen the budget mid-year if they have to. So.
Well, that is unfortunate.
Yeah, so. Anyway, that's part of the legislation that's being introduced.
Well, I know you can amend the budget when you have increase in revenues that were unexpected, and therefore you can increase your expenditures without a public hearing.
Mm-hmm.
But am I correct in when I hear you right that even if you hold a public hearing and go through the budget process, you still cannot decrease your budget?
That's my understanding.
That's how the statute reads. It only says increases.
Okay, that I did not know.
This currently legislation, I can't tell you the House bill or Senate bill number, but it might even be 978, but that's just off the top of my head. But basically, it says increase or decrease instead of just increase if it was unexpected and unanticipated or not able to be estimated or some language like that.
And there's some opposition, Ray, from county associations opposing this legislation.
I've got probably a crazy question, but what if there was some expenditure not in the budget, like a court ordered or something like that, came along, and we didn't have enough money in the budget or in the bank to pay both the court ordered judgment and what we budgeted, what happens then?
I don't know, maybe you have to go out for warrants or borrow money or I don't know what the situation would be. Maybe you have to borrow money to do it.
I don't know what new I don't know what new laws there is, but there, Taney County did operate off borrowed money at one time years ago.
Yeah. Not a good situation to be in, but there's some governments out there today who are having to borrow money just for to get by on operations until the budget cuts that they did make catch up and replenish their cash balances.
Sure.
I also ask the commission every year in this entrance conference if you have any concerns, anything you want us to bring up to us that you think we should be aware of while conducting the audit of the financial statements.
Should we do this in executive if you have any? I don't know if you have any.
The only one I had on my mind, we've already discussed, and that was the IDA and their different checking account, and we've asked you to cover that.
Are you going to still have individual meetings with us?
You have yes, I plan on interviewing each of you in private during either this week or next week to find out if you have any concerns that you'd like to bring up to us in private.
I mean, like Chuck said, we brought up IDA. That was the only one that I had on my mind. That was, I don't have anything else listed. Oh, yes, I do. Thank you. I know you guys don't look at the internal control. You don't look at any internal controls except maybe when it affects financials. But we are now dealing with a lot of grants, a lot of money coming in, and we are in the process of creating a process of how we handle the reporting, the financial, I mean, the repercussions the county's taking on when we take the grant money, so on and so forth. And I don't know if you can look into the grant money, because if we have multiple grants that have been awarded to us and the reporting and recommendations, because I'm not saying that there is any inappropriate spending or use of that money, but I believe that in my perspective, in just one commissioner, we probably could have a little bit better visibility of what's taking place and all the how the money is flowing.
And
go ahead.
And you said this sort of, but say it again. Probably is the to be sure that we're not missing reports or that entities that we're working with cooperatively are not met, and not even necessarily outside, but some of our offices that are handling grants. And you've looked at this and asked us questions and stuff, and I'm wondering if we need to ask for you to help us with that process, because I'm not just real comfortable. We may be doing just fine, but I'd like to.
I think we're the same way. We hope we're doing fine. We think we're doing fine, but I'm not comfortable with the process like other processes we have in the county.
Well, we had made a recommendation several years ago that grant information, copies of grant information, be sent to the auditor's office so that the auditor knows what grants have been applied for out there, so that the auditor's office can monitor the request for reimbursement to make sure that it's within the guidelines of the grant agreement. We will look at that again. If the county's gone over $500,000 in expenditures of federal grant monies, you will have what's called a single audit. It's an audit of compliance with your major grant programs. Looks like you have gone over $500,000 because of the FEMA grants, and it looks like the FEMA grant will be the major grant that's tested. However, you do have other federal grants that will not be tested because they're not major grants. So the FEMA grant will be looked at
as part
of our audit. Is that
an annual $500,000 or total $500,000?
Because we
have received more than $500,000 in just the White River Communications Grant. Oh, that's not a grant. That's an earmark. That's a special appropriation request. Excuse me. Okay. Thanks.
So special appropriation, is it looked at like a grant, or how does that?
The special appropriation
earmark.
From the state?
Federal earmark.
They control the money being spent. It doesn't come to us, and then we distribute it, does it?
Yeah.
They do.
Yes.
It does?
Yeah.
So we're distributing the money that comes in, so it's much like a grant.
Now, I'm sure it's a federal grant then. I mean, everything you get from the federal government.
Would you just look into those also? Because we've both received federal appropriations or earmarks, however you want to be political, and then we have more requests coming in.
Was this going on in 2009?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Okay.
And 2008. White River was 08 and 09.
I can't remember if we've received the second or the third monies on that, but we've worked with the city of Branson, actually.
What exactly is the project that's going on?
Communications, countywide emergency communications for police and ambulance and
so
fire
all the,
and everybody.
All those emergency services will be on the same communications network, same equipment, and all, you know, across multiple government entities. It involves city of Branson and you know, the county and
who
the sheriff.
Who applied for the grant?
I think it was the county, but
technically I think we applied for it with the help of Sean Bardwell of the city. So you probably it's pretty layered. So you probably need to check in. But I guess overall is here from a special appropriations. We've asked for more money recently, and there's good indication that we'll get some. So how do we, you know,
the money comes to us.
The money comes to us.
So it'd be we're the entity. It sounds like.
Yes.
Okay.
Our purchasing agent's just been through the bidding process for some computers of that
right.
to spend that money just recently, very recently.
Okay. So you receive the money and then you'll disperse it to the other governments that are...
Well, we purchase for both us and I guess purchase for other entities also.
Okay, so you purchase and give the equipment off to... Okay.
And one person you may want to interview is Linda Gifford. She is our purchasing agent. And she basically is becoming the central, and this is a, I wouldn't say a new concept, but it's something that we've really embraced as a central purchasing department. And so she's working with other departments and elected officials, so she may be somebody you want to put in your interview process for processes because she is right now, I mean, involved in a lot of those things.
Am I remembering right? She's been first one that's been keeping track of her grants.
Actually, sorta.
Sorta, kinda. Okay. I know about sorta, kinda.
Yeah. Sorta, kinda mean we as time, sorta, kinda.
So you're gonna, almost okay. assuredly, you're gonna have some recommendations, I think.
I have a feeling okay. you're gonna find
I
some
hope,
things.
I hope so.
Okay.
Cause we've.
Not if anything inappropriate for anybody who does listen to this. It's just a matter of, we all have it. We've talked about it in sessions that we sure would like to be more comfortable.
It would be good for the county to have one person that all offices have to go through for grants so that it can be monitored.
And that was the Office of Economic Development. We kind of had that person there involved with Linda, and a copy went to the clerk, a copy went to the auditor, and a copy went to the treasurer because those all people affected if there's money coming in. But then you got other departments sometimes that it's pre-layered. And so I'm looking for help from a recommendation because,
Well, we had made a recommendation several years ago about that being done by the auditor's office. But from hearing from you, you don't feel like that's being done.
Well, let me say this. Right. We just a year ago, we added new people. Two new people came into our economic development office. And the focus was for them to go after stimulus dollars, any grant dollars. And so there's been a lot of activity in the last year on monies, much different than previous there.
Right.
And so that's why it's such a big thing to us right now. And I felt like we were okay previously, but since there's been so much more activity.
Have you received any communications from any state or federal agencies stating the county is out of compliance with any of its grant programs?
No, we don't want one of those.
Sure, I know.
Well, no, I don't think so.
Yes.
We have?
One recently, and we'll talk about that. That's what I say. Are we posted for executive?
Yeah. Yes,
well, tell me who it is.
Well, I will. I'm an executive.
You don't have to give me details.
No, I don't want to tell the agent, the entity. I don't want to even mention that publicly. It kind of was brought up yesterday, and I'll bring it up in executive when we're done here.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to talk about the one that blazed outside my district and involves you two gentlemen.
Okay.
That the county has.
Is it? Are you going to mention an entity that we don't want to mention publicly?
It's a district.
I don't understand why we can't mention
you can use that.
Who we're talking about.
The county is responsible for appointing a person, and that person is the chairperson for the tourism board. And that district lays within the city of Branson, Kimberling City, and that area. They have recently dealt with that 1% monies of sales tax dollars without going out for bid to whom is the agent for distribution of those dollars in the tourism tax.
Is this a tax being collected by the county and distributed to the tourism board?
Collected by the state and
given to the tourism?
And given to the TANI. Anyway, TCED is the abbreviation.
Okay. Well, if...
Now, here's our...
We appoint one member. I don't think they're the chairman.
No, we just appoint one member. She may be the chairman, but we just appoint one person.
Of a 6-7 member board, and statute, of course, tells you how many to appoint. We only appoint one member. And just recently, they sent us a copy of their audit. And we had a question, and Bob researched that for us, whether we needed to do any more than just have a look at it. And my understanding, Bob even gave us a letter that...
Yeah, Taney County Enhancement District, or basically it's the district that has a sales tax for tourism dollars. And we appoint the... we appoint how many board members?
One member,
understanding.
Correct.
And it's a separate district. It goes into Stone County as well, I think. And basically, the statute says that they're to report, send a report, they're to be audited annually, and they have to send a report to us. Well, I had them send all the information that I could get them to send. It doesn't say that we need to take any action or anything. So, I mean, basically what I told these guys in writing is we don't have to do anything as far as taking any action. It was just reported to us.
It sounds like to me that the statute wants you to monitor to make sure they're having an audit conducted.
That would make sense.
That they want us to monitor what?
That an audit has been conducted.
Yeah.
Because that's probably the only responsibility they're looking to us for.
And
besides appointing one member.
Yeah. And they sent us their first audit, and they had switched and had a partial year because they went from either a fiscal year of July to June, or they went from to a calendar year, and I think that's what they did because we were on a calendar year and they were on a fiscal year, or they went the other way, but I think the first is the case. So we got a partial audit that wasn't completed yet, and we got their first audit. So. They are doing the audit.
And are you sure it was an audit? Did you see the independent auditor's report where they stated the opinion? Because I've seen a lot of these type of organizations turn in something they call an audit, and really all it is a compilation done by an accountant. That's not an audit.
I believe they did an audit, but I can check on that.
Okay. Well, I'm getting tired of being hounded by...
John.
Well, I'm not naming the name, but I'm getting tired of being hounded by the news media about our responsibility for there not being putting this out for bid. And so I'm bringing it forth today.
Well, technically they did. I mean, technically they exercised their right to extend the contract by 1 year. I mean, they did not misappropriately spend that money, but the problem is certain citizens believe we should bid, they should bid it every year. But the contract they have is it can be extended for the additional year.
Are we talking about...
how to spend the marketing money?
DMOs.
Okay. And so they're getting a bid on spending these monies from...
Basically, there are marketing agencies at DMOs or whatever. We can get technical, but these people that are going to actually spend the money to market Branson for tourism purposes, they want a share of the pie. And they go out either request for qualifications, proposals, or bids to see what entities they're going to give the money to. And they enter into contracts with them. And there are some entities over in Branson, whether they be with the media or elsewhere, think that they ought to bid or request for qualifications or proposals every year so that different organizations get a chance to get some of that money and not just one entity. And I think their view is that one entity keeps getting the money. It may be the most effective entity. However, they would like it to be more democratic or something, or so more
transparent.
Does the press understand it that the county does not control this board? Or
well, you would think so. I mean, we do get these phone calls, and we now and then, and we get some, I mean, does the press? Certain press does. But once again, it's like the ambulance district, Taney County Ambulance District. We got hounded from a separate entity that using Taney County thought we had authority over them, and we don't. So there's a certain amount of just, I wouldn't say just, we just need to continue to educate.
If there's a problem in the county, usually people come to the Taney County Commission saying, you guys need to fix this. It doesn't matter what it is.
Health department. Health department. We get called. I mean,
yeah. Well, I will say that it would be inappropriate for us to make comments about another organization or governmental district. I mean, we can't make comments in the county's audit in regards to other entities. So I don't know if that was what...
Well, our involvement with the appointee, and that appointee happens to be a chairman of the organization, is something that I would like answered. I mean, I'm getting tired of listening to something that I feel like we don't have any control, but then they say, well, you appointed so-and-so. Well, if we appointed so-and-so, then do we go to that person and ask that they get an audit? Or I don't want the responsibility. It's not in my district. But the Taney County Commission takes a pounding on this through the media.
And the chairman, assuming right there, anyways, Ann McDowell, she responded to us with a letter explaining why they were not doing what the media and the public was asking. And to the best I could read, it made good sense. So, well, again, we could go to them, as Danny just mentioned, and say, we think you ought to have an audit, but I think we've pretty much done that, and she's answered why we're not doing that, why she doesn't believe that that's necessary. And again, we're just one of six votes, or I don't know how many votes.
Well, I thought you said that they're required to have an audit.
They are, by statute, are required to have an audit.
I don't
know if it's every year or every 2 years, and they have to provide us with... I'm sorry.
Go ahead. If I said audit, I meant bidding the work out.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I said that wrong.
Okay.
Yeah.
Didn't they have an audit recently?
Yeah, that's what we were just talking about.
Yeah.
They were working on their newest audit. I guess the year hadn't been done yet because they switched their fiscal year to a calendar year.
Right.
But they gave us an audit and part of an audit or something.
But the issue that's been in the public so much is that they didn't bid out the services that they're using those tax dollars for.
Have you found any statutes on bidding procedures for this type of organization?
I haven't really looked. It's not us. I mean, we don't control this district.
That's true.
But I could sure look at it, but I...
Well, it's really not our authority. I mean...
Even if you did find something, I mean, all you can do is bring it up.
Yeah, I mean, because it's the same money.
It's a new statute as of just a few years ago. The statute was created for
this district. Yeah.
And so, as far as history or anybody else using it, I don't know that there's any other.
And there probably are procedures that they have to follow, and I would imagine that they would properly have to do requests for qualifications, requests for proposals, but what kind of contract they can enter into and for how long I haven't checked into. But I think there are some people that would like them to have to do that each and every year. It doesn't always make sense to do it each and every year, because if you're going to come up with a marketing plan, it may be a 2 or 3 year marketing plan.
And they in the first time when they first had monies, they went through the bid process, and the Branson Chamber, who ended up getting it, was one of three finalists, And they went through quite a long process of interviews and all those kind of things. But again, the issue is that we keep repeating is there's those that think that should happen each year. And that's the big bugaboo.
Well, but the commission at the end of the day has no control over this organization, and it's outside of our audit. So there wouldn't be nothing that I would be able to recommend in that regard.
Well, I just would like for you to mention that we have nothing to do with that regard, because I'm getting tired of listening to something that's on the eastern side of the county that is, I'm not even a member of the district, but I'm getting hounded because we appoint one voting member.
You go to a different coffee shop.
There's a suggestion, a different coffee shop.
You could bring that when I delivered the audit. When I delivered the audit, you could ask me about that, and then I can explain when I'm delivering the audit why that was not included in the scope of the audit, because it's not under the control of the county commission. It's not part of the county. I can explain all that
okay.
When I deliver the audit report. Maybe that would help.
We could invite, of course, the press and public mm-hmm. that's had that concern. That might be a good thing. Mm-hmm. It might help you, Dan. Yeah.
Well, it might help you boys. It's not my district.
It is a big deal.
I just told him to go talk to him. I said, go talk to Ann McDowell. She's my representative.
I think it's like $6 or $7 million. Anyway, it's a huge number.
It's big. It's 30. That's what they're using. The collection.
I think
a collection of $30 million, because they only did. They only distributed.
So far, or each year.
So far.
$30 million. So that may be the case.
Yeah.
It's $6 million a year, you think?
That's 6 to 8. I've heard 8, but I...
Well, I mean, it's 1% of whatever that district brings in. And it, like I said, it runs into the Branson West,
The tourist attractions in the Branson uh-huh. West area are included, so there's right. a lot of sales tax that... It may be more sales tax than Taney County gets off of 1%.
That's what I would say.
Last issue I had to bring up is in regards to the component units of Taney County. Every year, we're not able to get the county audits delivered until in September of every year. And the reason for that is we're having to wait on the Taney County Health Department to finish their audit, because they're considered a component unit of the county, and we have to include that in order for the county to receive a clean opinion on its financial statements. Mm-hmm. There is an option that we've discussed in the past that if you leave out your component units and present primary government-only financial statements, which would be just the county, you can do that. It is an adverse opinion on the reporting entity, which is, you know, Taney County, followed by clean opinion on the primary government of Taney County. So just wanted to let you know that is an option. You know, a lot of counties don't like to use that option because they don't like to have an adverse opinion on the reporting entity. But we still, as a reminder, if we continue doing what we've done in the past, we do have to wait on that health department to finish that audit report, which usually isn't until August before we get a report.
Is there some reason that we need the audit before August?
As long as they get it done in August and we can have the financial statements issued and the report sent to the federal government by September 30th, because that's the reporting deadline for the single audit. When you go over $500,000, you have to have a single audit. So you've got to have it into the federal government by September 30th.
And that's the way we've always done it.
Yeah.
Adverse opinion.
How does that hurt us? It's just on the file?
I have yet to, those that do issue those type of reports, I have yet to hear how it's hurt them.
Okay.
But it can potentially hurt you when applying for grants.
No. Oh.
It could potentially hurt you, and if you were to go out for bonds and a bond rating, if they go to look at your financial statements and you have an adverse opinion,
right.
And they could affect your bond rating.
So. And what's the advantage to moving up the results of the audit by a couple of months?
Other than I often get asked, Andy, how come you don't have our audit done yet?
Well, that's not a good reason.
Way to say you're slow. Is that not the answer?
I just want you to understand that our hands are tied.
All right.
So when that report comes out, so. And that is an option to have that adverse opinion and get your audit report sooner. But, you know, that's a decision that the commission would have to make.
Okay.
And that's all I had. I didn't know if you wanted to go into...
Yeah, let's go into executive so I can just share that one issue and then you guys so you know.
Before we do that, could I ask one more? You're speaking to us, you're speaking to each elected official, each office, in a similar manner to see what concerns they have, is that right?
Not every office holder will we speak to. There are certain office holders that we speak to every year, such as the treasurer and the auditor. And then we will pick other office holders that we deem necessary.
Okay.
But no, we do not interview every office holder.
Okay. Don't see a need to?
Don't see a need to.
Right. Okay.
I got another question.
All right.
And I don't know, this may be one for executive.
Well, then that's if you're in doubt.
I don't have a clue whether it is or whether it isn't.
Well, let's just wait since I know we're going in there. Then if it's not, we'll say you can tell it afterwards.
Well, it has to do with...
Motion to go to executive.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries.